Hey y'all, welcome to the Witch's Table. Today it is Melissa and I, and we are talking about solstice, some different themes going on right now. We wanted to start off referencing our card that we had pulled for May, which was the King of Cups in reverse. I think the last time we met, it kind of was so obvious that it didn't even really pass us by in terms of like what was going on. And it did take pretty much the entire month of May.
Yeah, because we were waiting for something to happen and nothing definitive had actually happened on that date. So we were questioning our thoughts about that having to do with Trump or not.
Right.
But the card came through last day of the month.
Yep.
Was his first official indictment paperwork being filed.
Yep. Yeah. And it was right there up at the end. It definitely did come through, though. I feel it was more so building momentum than anything else.
Yeah. Well, and he had three things going on that month.
Yeah.
You know, just like...
Three different... I know. We were just sitting here trying to get the info to cite it, and we're like, wait, there's so much going on.
Exactly. He's like, which one?
With him.
Oh, my God.
And then for June, we had pulled the Three of Swords upright, and... Yeah. Looking now, you know, that makes a lot of sense in reference to the rest of the quarter poll that we did.
Yeah. Well, it does. And the Three of Swords, when we look at it from the standpoint of America, like, what does the Three of Swords have to do with that? The Three of Swords is emotional. I mean, swords are intellectual, but it's the swords are driven through a heart. So there's an emotional background there. I definitely think that has to do with Trump. I feel like there may be some upheaval.
Yeah.
There may be some rioting. There may be some particular groups trying to do something crazy. Certainly, those who are supporting Trump will be very, very emotional.
And be acting out.
Yeah, and be acting out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like the intellect of those swords is... tainted by the emotion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So it's coming off as very chaotic, scattered, and unorganized. Kind of like heat of the moment energy is what I get, where
definitely.
Things are just popping off and it's kind of at random.
Right, which is kind of dangerous.
It is. So, it definitely is.
Yeah, be watching the news, be watching your P's and Q's. I personally would not be involved in any activities that involve any of the state houses or any of the judicial houses, because any of those in any state could be the object of confusion, attack, or rioting, or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. Doesn't necessarily just have to be the court where Trump is at.
Right.
So keep that in mind. But yeah, definitely intellect buried in that heart. Buried in the emotion.
Mm-hmm.
No forethought. So, yeah, it's going to be an exciting month.
Yeah. A great start to summer.
in the realm of the United States. You know?
Yeah.
So, all right, enough about that. You probably already knew that. What do you want to say about the solstice?
So, coming up, we have the solstice. It's really potent time energetically. It's when, you know, the fire season is really coming to a head. It's, the energy is at its peak. The sun is at its most potent throughout the year. So it's really interesting to see. It feels like things are like actually heating up, not necessarily physically, because it's been kind of a very mild, cool spring here, but, intellectually, emotionally, spiritually even, it feels like it's heating up for sure.
Yeah. It's the strangest solstice that I can remember in the 30 plus years that I've lived here in Colorado. It's usually hot by this time and uncomfortably hot. And my husband and I wanted to go out on the back porch and make a little fire and hang out. And I'm like, it's too cold. You know, I have to go inside and get my little wrappy thing and wrap up. And I'm like, it's June. Why am I wrapping up?
Yeah.
You know? So anyway, the summer solstice. It's a time marker. It was important for our ancestors to mark the passage of time. And we all know about the winter solstice and Stonehenge and all of that. But the summer solstice was equally as important, and it is the opposite balance point. It's the point when the heat begins to diminish. The sun is as high as it's going to be in the sky on that date. So it's kind of like you've stoked the fire and all the wood is there in the fire pit and it's all burning and it's roaring and it's very hot and it's beautiful and you're taking advantage of that heat and that energy release. And then it will gradually die away. And so we're coming into this solstice not really having experienced the power of that heat.
Mm-hmm.
So from a pagan standpoint, we like to recharge during that hot period. It's the impetus for what brings the harvest
mm-hmm.
in the next couple of months. But that impetus, although it is there, like nothing's happened to the sun, but we don't feel it, we're not experiencing it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to remember to, I think, do two things. Number one, when the sun is actually shining, get out there in the sun. And just stand there and ask to be recharged. You know, I mean, we all talk about moon rituals and go out and we gaze into the moon and blah, blah. Well, the sun is as potent of a life bringer for us as is the moon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so go bathe in the sun. Don't get a sunburn, but bathe in the sun and ask to be energized. And the other thing about that is emotionally, if we're not like really feeling the whole summer solstice thing, mm-hmm. it still feels like spring because it's so wet and rainy here.
Mm-hmm.
You may have to push a little harder towards your goals because that inner flame has not been stoked like it might normally do. And the heat of the sun is not providing that sense of urgency. You know, get that stuff done, get that work done, get that project done. So you may have to dig a little deeper to fuel your own fire, I think. I would think maybe around the time of the solstice, you might want to think about that and think about what you actually need. Maybe do a little ritual if you're not already engaged in a solstice event. Do a little ritual for stoking the fire.
Definitely.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. When we're talking about the sun and the moon, it's different types of light that are utilized in magic.
Mm-hmm.
And you think about fire, too, as a type of light. Well, one that I was thinking about recently was lightning. I never thought about it. And, like, that has its own power and energy that can be harnessed for ritual, too. So...
Yeah.
At least here in Colorado, we've been having like a lot of storms and it's like that same kind of electric energy mm-hmm. that you feel with solstice, but in a totally different way.
Yeah.
So if the sunlight is not really your vibe or something, I think that like lightning has a place this year.
Yeah. That's a really good point. I like that thought.
Mm-hmm.
You can get outside in the storm, but you need to be careful.
Be careful.
You know, be careful. don't be out there like a lightning rod.
I had to coach some kiddos last week. We went to the Great Sand Dune. And the day we got there, it was a huge hailstorm out of nowhere. As soon as we pulled up to the dunes, it just started coming down.
And there's no shelter there.
There's no shelter. And
oh my
we're
gosh.
Like, whatever, you know. We're going to sit here, we're going to pregame, we're just going to wait it out. And so we're getting to feeling good, and we see like people that's like our uncle's age and stuff like that, because there's one guy that reminds us of our uncle, and we're like, they're like running out there, you know, like they're doing it. We need some of that energy. We're half their age. We should be out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're like, all right, we gear up, we go out there, and then it starts lightning. And, like, okay, let's go take a few quick pictures, you know. And then the kids, like, they're not kids. They're adults, but they're kids to me. Start going in, like, the creek. Like, maybe you shouldn't stand in the water, like, it's lightning. And they're like, what? And I had to, like, explain to them.
Right.
You can't be like in water.
Yeah.
They just, they like Google fact checked me to make sure I was right. I was like,
oh my God. What's happening to education?
I know, okay, our mom told us.
Let's not even have that conversation or I'll just be totally torqued.
Well, yeah, exactly. So like, be cautious when it comes to lightning. Don't stand in water. Don't be out there with no shelter. Like, right. Do it safely.
Do not hide under a tree.
Literally. Oh no, it's literally a lightning rod.
You know, be on your back porch, you know, under the eaves if you don't want to get wet, or, you know, close up to the building where you could experience the energy of it and the power of it. Maybe use that lightning and direct it into your spell.
Exactly.
With each strike.
Exactly.
That could be a very powerful thing to do, the energy of lightning, the, mm-hmm. you know, the heat and the direct power of that and igniting your desires.
Exactly.
Yeah, that could be very potent. So you want to have your idea for that spell working put together ahead of the storm. So that you're like, oh, here comes
now's my
storm.
Time.
Okay, I'm ready.
Literally.
Get all your stuff, run out, boom, there you are, lightning strikes, just like suck it all into your spell. Just
exactly.
Sit there and chant, do your spell and bang on your drum and lightning, lightning, lightning. Yeah, I can really see how that'd be super powerful.
Yeah.
I gotta go home and write a ritual now.
I know, right? I wanna do
it.
Lightning ritual.
I like that idea.
The idea like literally came into my head like
lightning. Like a lightning bolt.
Oh, okay.
We have a big influence of Uranus right now too.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely up there dancing in the sky.
Yeah.
Yeah. But maybe that can also help us with an impetus towards that feeling of that summer solstice, that achievement of that peak fertility. Peak masculine energy, the peak strength of the
yes.
year, you know. So yeah, maybe that's another way we can harvest it when it's raining on summer solstice day.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Cool. I like that. I like that a lot.
And it goes hand in hand with, you know, we're about to, you know, with solstice, we're changing into Cancer season.
Mm-hmm.
So moving from Gemini, who's very mental, very intellectual, very, you know, in the mind kind of energy. And we're going into Cancer, which is the more watery, emotional side where we're feeling like we need to nurture ourselves and others, or we want to be nurtured,
mm-hmm.
And things like that. So it's kind of going in tandem with the lightning. And it's like a different kind of energy. I feel like that Cancer energy is more present this year.
Yeah.
By the time we get to solstice, it has that Leo energy where it's
mm-hmm.
very hot,
right.
Fiery, kind of, and we're not quite there yet.
Right.
It's kind of nice. We're, like, experiencing the whole season.
Exactly.
Well,
and Cancer is really just bringing in that water and continuing that water right up until Leo takes charge.
Yep.
It's interesting because I asked for a card to represent the summer solstice, and I got this card. I'm using the Tantric Dakini Oracle. This is card number 60, Taking Up Arms. It's a bizarre little card. It's a dude standing on a giant turtle, and the individual is in armor, and they have four arms, and the arms, just like you would expect in typical Hindu iconography, each arm has some kind of a tool in it. But when I'm reading about this card, it's a classification of Earth, which of course represents the turtle. It symbolizes a background of battle. The figure in armor stands on the turtle, supporting two weapons, which are warlike, in the upper arms. The two lower arms are holding the conch shell and the lotus, which represent a renewed spirituality. So it's interesting that this card itself is representing the balance of what we're struggling with at this time. The animosity and the turmoil and the urgency towards violence and war and things like that. And then trying to find your spiritual footing in
mm-hmm.
that. How do I continue to practice my devotion in the face of the nightly news, you know, in the face of all this other craziness that's going on. The form itself is a representation of Vishnu, who is the Lord of preservation. And Vishnu also represents water. He's taking up a different incarnation in various eons to overcome the various demons that are troubling the world. The card basically means fearlessness, taking a position of strength in regard to a question. So in regard to the summer solstice, how do we take up a position of strength? And I think we just kind of talked about mm-hmm. that. You know, use that lightning flash energy and dig deep within ourselves to find that fire, which might not be around us,
yep.
you know. But we're going to have to really intentionally take that position and then look for balance between what are we fighting with or against and what are we trying to develop in our spiritual lives and our spiritual practices, and how can we have balance with that?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this year definitely feels more balance.
Mm-hmm.
Just like not letting yourself get too pulled into the emotional side, you know, whether it be the seasonal effects of it, the like feeling around other people, or like don't let that trigger you. Like stand in your power and
yeah.
stay there.
Yeah.
And
stay grounded on your turtle.
Exactly.
The turtle of earth.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a really good like connection to point out.
Yeah.
It's like he's got his feet firmly on the ground and he's
right.
got his shield of armor up.
Yes.
In the midst of all this.
Right. And I should actually say tortoise, because tortoise is our land
mm-hmm.
creatures, whereas turtles, water creatures. Tortoise. Yeah. So I think that's the important thing to focus on for the solstice.
And it's also interesting, right before solstice, we have a new moon this weekend mm-hmm. as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like how it was lining up with the equinox earlier. It was
mm-hmm.
like the first Aries new moon and all of that. Now it's like coinciding with this solstice energy. We're entering this new season officially.
Right.
And having that new moon line up with that, it's a very potent little time frame between here and solstice to do some magic.
Yeah. So here in the Denver metro area, the 20th is going to be 85 degrees. We're going to actually make it above 70 degrees.
There we go.
Right? But the 21st, the very next day, is also going to be in the 80s with thunderstorms.
Yep.
And rain.
Yep.
Okay? So, rainy solstice. So, you really want to be basking in the sun.
Yep.
Because literally you have Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday in the 80s. Before that, we're below 70 and rainy.
Yep.
So, you've got 3 days to really experience what that solar energy feels like. And then it's going to kind of turn around again on the 23rd and get warmer again. So I think it's really giving us a test of what we just discussed.
Definitely.
We have a wet, rainy solstice, so dig deep.
Definitely.
Charge up your batteries the days before, you know. Do something really potent on that day.
And if you are in the Denver metro area listening, there's this really cool thing they do at Red Rocks every solstice. Where you take a drum or whatever instrument and go up to Red Rocks Amphitheater before sunrise, and what they do is they drum up the sun, and it's like the biggest drum circle
mm-hmm.
I've ever seen with my own two eyes. Amphitheater's
okay.
full, everybody's jamming,
mm-hmm.
it's just a really good time.
Yeah, that's for winter solstice. I don't know
mm-hmm.
if they do it for summer
they
solstice.
They do both. Mm-hmm.
I've never been there for summer solstice.
I haven't been there for that one either yet. I always seem
and
to be doing something.
And they do it at dawn, not at sunset?
You know, it might be at sunset.
Uh-huh.
You can look it up on Facebook. It's
yeah.
a big group called Drumming Up the Sun and Red Rocks, and you'll see it.
I'm going to double check that. Because I know we've had a couple of other drum circles in various parks, and
uh-huh.
we call it Drumming Down the Sun
oh.
for the solstice. And we drum until the sun falls.
That's cool.
Behind the mountains in the west.
Either way, it's
so
a great experience.
So we drum
experience.
Him up in the
yeah.
winter, we drum him down in the summer.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's so cool.
Yeah, definitely check it out. It's an amazing experience.
Definitely.
It's a cacophony of sound.
It is.
Yeah.
And everybody's really cool and nice,
mm-hmm.
and it's like nice to be surrounded by that good energy, and everybody's being intentional about why we're here.
Right. yeah. That's always wonderful. I wanted to talk a little bit about water, because although we're in, we're in water season, it's a very strange overlap between, we move from the air, dry air of winter into the fire that brings about the solstice at Yule and lights the candle for us at Imbolc and ignites the flames of passion at Ostara and Beltane. And then we move into the season of water at the time that the sun is moving up towards its peak,
mm-hmm.
because you've got to have that water to grow.
Yeah.
Right. And right now we're really experiencing that duality of water and heat, water and sun. So you want to think about, what does water mean? I pulled a card and I was asking that question. So what do I need to know about the water? And the card I pulled was the hot seat. It's card number 4. And it's this giant throne, which is sitting in the middle of this molten field of like lava or something. It's like everything is on fire, or the chair is on fire. And I'm like, tell me about water. And so I pulled the hot seat and I'm like, oh, okay, well.
And it's all flames.
Just like, so I think this card is reminding us that all of this water we're experiencing, which is wonderful, but also unseasonal.
Also concerning.
Very concerning. Yeah. Is a result of climate change. Is a result of this heating up. Because that heat disperses certain other weather patterns.
Mm-hmm.
And the water has to move somewhere. You know, someone was saying that they were very happy to get all this water. And I'm like, I'm very happy to get all this water. My garden looks amazing, with the exception of the vegetable garden, because vegetables need heat
right.
to grow. Like, my tomatoes are pathetic. There's just not enough heat for them to grow. But I said to that person, I'm like, it is wonderful that we're getting all of this water, but who's not getting the water? Because we're getting their water. You know, the water is one of the finite elements on the planet. There only is as much as there is. And so if we're getting this ridiculous amount of unusual rain, someplace else that would usually be wet right now is not. And if you look at the national weather patterns, you can see that.
Mm-hmm.
You can see those places that are in extreme drought that are not usually in extreme drought at this point in time.
Mm-hmm.
And again, the hot seat, you know, it's like, it's just really telling us to pay attention.
Definitely.
But from a magical standpoint, we want to also use that water. If it's there, use it.
Yep.
You know, so what kind of magic do we do with water? Well, we do healing. We do cleansing. We do regenerative work. Water can be used like in a cauldron to stir things together. Water is the great combiner of things. You know, when you make a stew, you've got to have some water in there. You put all the things that you want in there, and the water unifies and creates cohesion, brings everything together. So what magic are you thinking of that maybe you need to do or that you want to do that you can take advantage of the energy of this ridiculous amount of water that we're mm-hmm. getting? You know, so on the one hand, yeah, we need some sunshine, but we have water. Okay, what am I going to do with this water? You know, it's like I wanted acorn squash and I've got like a plethora of zucchini. Okay, fine. I got to make something with these zucchinis.
Yep. Right?
So think about, what can I use this water for? If it's raining and it's a nice little drizzly rain and not like one of those cold downpours, maybe just go out and cleanse yourself in the rain.
Yep, that.
Yeah.
Put a container of it
mm-hmm.
to do some magic on that itself, on Mother mm-hmm. Earth, like healing it. Like,
yeah.
You know, may this heal. Like, obviously there's something wrong with the energy for it to be raining this much.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, your intention would be to correct that and to mm-hmm. balance that how it should be.
Yeah, to ask for balance.
Yeah. Also, scrying came to mind.
Oh, yes. I like that. That's a great idea. And especially if you could scry with a bowl of water that's excuse me, rainwater.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be really nice. You could do it in the evening.
Yeah.
Yeah, under the moonlight.
Yeah.
Cool.
That would be a great little ritual to do.
Yeah. And when the new moon comes up, if it rained the night before, the soil will be really damp.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be wetness or dew on the grass. And there's a really nice ritual that some people observe for Ostara, for the beginnings of spring, the beginnings of that wet season, to go out and you take the grass in your fingers and you pull it from the bottom to the top and you pull the water off the grass blade and you drip it into a bowl. And you do that until you have enough water for whatever your purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
And you bless the grass as you're doing that, and you put your intention into the water as you're pulling it off the grass blade and putting it into your bowl. And then you use that blessed water to anoint yourself,
mm-hmm.
to anoint your face and your hands and wherever else you might want to anoint, and bring in that blessing of fertility and abundance that represents that new water. The new moon is a good time to do that because it's the first fresh water in the morning. You want to do it as early in the morning as you can stand to get up, as long as it's dawn, you know, or soon after. If you wait too long, the water will dry off. But that's another nice thing that you can do. It's very potent. A lot of energy in that water. It sat there all night, and it has the deep energy of the earth in it. It's also calm, you know, because it didn't just come frantically falling out of the sky.
Right.
It's just, it's calm, it's settled, it's healing. So you might think about doing a ritual like that with that first dew water.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The way water has been showing up in my life lately is I keep ending up in areas out here that have hot springs. And I visited them before, but I definitely have like hit a record this year as far as like trying new ones.
Everywhere.
And coming back to the heat and the water together. And it also has that grounding effect with the minerals, would be another good way to celebrate if
yeah.
maybe you live in an apartment and there's not a way to catch the dew outside or something like that. You can always look at options like that. You can make your own hot springs at home. I do that in the winter. I just fill up the bathtub, put all the salt in it,
uh-huh.
and just sit there, get
uh-huh.
warm. Like,
yeah.
there's lots of ways you can bring that energy in, however it works for you. I think it is important, though, to honor each of the seasons and each of the elements as we move through them.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
And this other topic that has to do with water came up in conversation the other day with a friend talking about the flow state, the magical, mystical flow state.
Right.
And it was said, like, oh, wouldn't it be so nice if we could just be peaceful and live in flow state all the time? It's like, I mean, it sounds good on paper, but the very first thing I thought of was driving, and I was like, I don't want to be in flow state while I'm driving.
Yeah.
So it's like where that solar masculine energy comes back in through the ego, and it's like, we got to stay awake, we got to stay alert. Like, so that maintaining that balance. Yes, flow state is great, but knowing when you're channeling that for, when you want to be in that creative and magical space, that's the time for flow state. When you're out in a field of lightning, don't go into flow state.
No.
Stay in your solar energy.
Yeah.
Stay awake.
Yeah.
Stay action-oriented and alert,
mm-hmm.
and aware more than anything.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like that. And it also reminds me how easily we get into a pattern of wanting something different than what is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we're in the season of water. We're in the season of fertility. Take advantage of that. You know, everything is cyclical. If you stop the seasons, if you're not moving, you're dead. If you're not moving, you're decaying,
mm-hmm.
and you're dead. And the cycles go the way they go because they create, they generate, they grow, they build, they release, and they decline, and then they get reborn and they start again. If you stop at any one of those points, you've stopped the cycle, and now we have death. And depending on where you are in that cycle, when you stop the cycle, we have instant death, you know?
Yeah.
And so the wanting to be in a flow state, or the wanting to live in a place where it's always sunny all the time, you know? There are still cycles that are happening and need to be observed. And your peak experiences, your peak level of magical strength will come in using those cycles that are there rather than fighting against them.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, we love to joke around about it, but it does build character. When the setting and the setup isn't exactly your ideal thing, you grow as a person by working with that energy.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, I don't have any water at all in my birth chart. There's not a single water sign.
Wow, really?
And so I'm a little bit uncomfy when it comes to working with water, but I've learned
to
open up to it.
That's why you like the hot water.
Yeah. Yeah, cold water? No. But yeah, it's like finding what works for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I worked out in the garden yesterday for 2 hours in the rain. It wasn't heavy rain, but mm-hmm. I mean, I was wet when I came in, you know, but it was like, okay, it's raining. That means the weeds are going to be super easy to pull.
Yep.
I'm going to go out there and do what I needed to do and just appreciate the rain that's making everything so beautifully green and not make it wrong. It was actually lovely. And, you know, yeah, I had to dry off and hang my wet clothes up and
mm-hmm.
change clothes and all that when I got in. Mm-hmm. But it was nice.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to, like, force yourself to embrace what's happening at the moment. And then you get into that flow state within what it is that's happening
exactly.
in that moment. And then it's a beautiful thing.
Exactly. Yeah. That just happened to me last week. I was with my sister and took her to her first Red Rock show, and it wasn't my first time, but it was my first time getting rained out there.
Mm.
It wasn't like that they canceled, they just had postponed the show.
Yeah.
And my sister was like, oh, I want to go back to the car, you know, it's like raining and storming, and like, you go ahead, you go have fun. She had gotten a taxi to the top. I had walked all the way up there from the very bottom parking lot.
Wow, that's a hike.
And I was like, I earned this. Like,
yes,
I'm staying here.
Yes, you did.
And just had to wait it out a little bit. I had my hat. I had my gear. I was, like, mentally prepared for it. I knew it was probably going to rain.
Mm-hmm.
And once I accepted it, like, I was fine. Like, there were people that were having, like, total meltdowns.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God, the rain's touching me. And
did you not pick up your cell phone and poke the little button that says weather report? Hello?
Right, you're going to be outside for multiple hours. You maybe look at the weather.
Right.
You know you were on your phone. I just was like, I was happy everybody left because I'm like, now I can get closer.
Sometimes
it's like that same thing, like, use what you have, like, being prepared, all of those things. And
right.
Then when you're prepared ahead of time, you can get into that flow state. You're like, I'm wet, but fuck it, I don't care.
Well, if I look at this picture of this guy on the turtle, I keep saying guy, but whoever it is, this is a flow state.
Mm-hmm.
This is a balance point. They're balanced on top of this turtle. They are balancing their inner turmoil with their spiritual pursuits. Part of them is in armor. The other part is not in armor. The whole card is about finding that balance and
mm-hmm.
that flow. And, you know, if this tortoise is walking and they're standing on the tortoise doing their thing as life is going on, that's definitely a balanced state. It's definitely a flow state as well.
Yeah.
You know, but there's alertness there. It's like, this is the fire part up here. The being prepared, the being ready for battle part, that's the fire. And down here we have the water and earth part. The looking for calm, the connecting to that flow state.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Cool.
Definitely brings all of this seemingly chaotic energy together in a more understandable way of, like, how we can manage these different energies going forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that. Because it can seem like it's all separate or like it's all chaotic or like it doesn't make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get back down to the basic sources of things, the basic elemental energies that are going on, the basic solar cycle, the basic lunar cycle,
mm-hmm.
and live your life from there, it makes all of the bumps smaller. It helps things to fall into their natural pattern.
I think life feels better with that simplicity. Mm-hmm. Like, if we're just looking at basic elements all the time in the cycles of nature, they're pre-paved. Like, we know how the seasons work. We know what to expect. So going back to that, instead of living in the modern kind of matrix fueled of, like, what's going on in the news and what's mm-hmm. happening here mm-hmm. and in yeah. there and things, it just helps you to get out of that chaotic state of unknown and fear and all of those things. You go back to simple. Yeah. You're like, okay, well, yeah. the world will keep turning. This is how it's going to go. Right. And this is what I can do to have power over my own situation. Right. It helps.
I'm gonna use this. What can you use? What are the elements available? Use those.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, that's all I have.
I think that's all I have too. So, balance, water, watch out for what's going on in the political world, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But take your balance on that giant tortoise.
Yep. Ride the tortoise wave.
Right, and appreciate the water and use that flow state and that combining, nurturing energy of the water.
Mm-hmm.
And find a way to welcome the heat of the sun back into your body and into your intentions.
Yes.
Your magic.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for joining us. As always, the contact info for Willis and I will be in the episode description. Until next time, have a good one.